Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 109 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. And we're going to talk today a little bit about coding and computer science. What an important skill to have. You know, I don't think this is one of those things that every single person in the entire world needs, but my goodness, if you've got a skill that is going to help open doors for you for the future, if you're a kid, I mean, this is definitely one that can make a huge difference. And if you believe the same, now is kind of a special time for that because the Hour of Code is starting to come up. If you didn't know about this already, the Hour of Code, this is coming straight from the hourofcode.com website, but the Hour of Code started as a one-hour introduction to computer science designed to demystify code and to show that anybody can learn the basics, to broaden participation in the field of computer science, and it's since become a worldwide effort to celebrate computer science, starting with one-hour coding activities, but expanding to all sorts of community efforts. And so this is pretty cool because really, if you start to think about what coding and computer science is all about, a lot of the basics can be applied to lots of different content areas and lots of different grade levels. You know, you can go all the way down to the basics of computational thinking. You know, you've got like if-then sequences, and you've got, you know, following commands exactly as they're written in a linear fashion. And, you know, a lot of these things, I've seen people practice, you know, classes practice computational thinking by doing like, you know, dances where you code a dance, where you do the certain steps and then see if somebody else can follow that same process. Just the ideas behind it go so far. So if this sounds like something that you're sort of interested in, that you might like to do something with, the Hour of Code is a really great time to do it. So the Hour of Code this year in 2019 is from December 9th through the 15th. And what you can do is you can jump onto the hourofcode.com website. You can go to code.org, and there's all of these little tutorials and activities that will last you. You know, for me, when I was teaching high school, this could be like a class period. And I've done this myself. You know, in my high school Spanish classes, we would actually take time out and we would practice coding just because I thought that it was an important skill. I wanted to make sure that my students were exposed to it. So even if you don't know a thing about coding and computer science, but if you believe in it like I do, then you can go to some of these resources like hourofcode.com, like code.org, and you can go to these places and find activities for your students to do. You can find tutorials and you can start to get them interested in it. And who knows, you know, if students get involved in coding because of an activity in your class and that makes that little spark, who knows where that spark might end up taking them and how it might potentially change their lives. So again, if you're interested in checking this out, the Hour of Code, it's coming up December 9th through the 15th. But really, you don't even have to participate in it during that week. You can do it at any time. That's just when a lot of other people are going to be doing it. And you can head to code.org or hourofcode.com to find some activities to get your students started. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.